As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Please vote at Junks Radio on who you believe should start in goal for the Capitals in Game 1. Logan Thompson's been injured, but they say he's skating. Chucky Lindgren, Charlie Lindgren,
I've never felt more confident saying Chucky should be the starter.
Right now, he's only getting 30% of the votes.
Well,
so get more votes. Not that many votes yet. Vote at Junks Radio. I'm curious to see what Caps fans want for Monday. Of course, we're giving away tickets every hour on this station past the 5 o'clock hour, because the 5 o'clock hour counts, Cakes.
Oh, very good. Perfect.
So you want to stay tuned all afternoon and all morning for your chance to win tickets to the Caps. That's coming up shortly. But right now, let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. Chat with Jay Busby, senior writer at Yahoo Sports. And I was looking at your article list, Jay. I mean, you wrote a lot about the Masters, a lot about Rory. Jason asked if you were there. I was like,
100%.
I'm going to assume he was, but
well, Jay, you live in Atlanta,
he's
right?
He's based in the deep south.
Oh yeah, you were there. 100%, you were there.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I think this is my 14th Masters that I've covered. So,
wow.
It was a lot. At this point, we've all been around sports long enough. We've seen these amazing finishes. We've seen these unbelievable runs. We've seen these star-making turns. This was something different for me. I mean, this was hands down the best Masters I've ever covered, and it was just amazing to see how it all played out over the course of the weekend and right up to that wild, wild day on Sunday.
I'm curious, what was the best prior to this?
Probably Tigers in 2019.
Tiger.
The reason why is kind of that one kind of came out of nowhere, that no one was expecting Tiger to win that one. It was great to see Tiger Woods win another major, but this one, literally every single time Rory went to a major, 40 of them since his last one, people would say, all right, when are you going to win the next one? When are you going to win the next one? And just there was so much pressure on this guy, and he held up under it, and then he put more and more pressure on himself, and he still held up. He came through finally at the very, very end, the last possible moment.
Where exactly were you when he made the putt?
Unfortunately, I was back in the media center, which really sucks, because I love to be out there, but the way that the Masters is set up, you can't get anywhere close to the green unless you get there about 6 in the morning.
Right.
And because I was filing on deadline, I had to have the story ready right at the moment. But as soon as I pushed it live, I went out there and was in the mass of people around the green jacket ceremony and all that stuff. So
yeah,
that was, I would love to be closer, but the way that the Masters sets it up, it's tough to get anywhere within, you know, 100 yards of the green there.
I mean, it was just a sea of people. I mean, thousands of people. When he bogeyed 18, you know, hit it in the trap, ended up missing a putt, bogeys it. Did you think he was done? Or did you think, you know what, it's fine, go to the playoff and he can still win this?
I hate to say I thought he was done because
I thought that too. I said, this is not meant to be.
Yeah. I was at that U.S. Open, and they have, I mean, it's very inside baseball, but the U.S. Open lets you follow, lets journalists follow a lot closer. On that 18th green last summer at Pinehurst, I was about, I don't know, 20 feet away from him and Bryson when they missed and made the putts there, and I saw it fall apart in real time. I saw Rory, just the pieces of him falling away as he's missing these short putts, and so I was like, oh my God, here we go again, and this is going to be so much worse to be that close and to let it go.
So one of the other things you've been writing about, at least a couple of articles, is this whole Nico drama, the quarterback for Tennessee, who now looks like he's going to be playing for UCLA. He was getting paid $2 million. Wasn't enough. Is this going to be a trend, you think?
Well, you know, I too have been trying to get a raise to $4 million, and it has not worked out for me either, but yeah, I mean, I think that Tennessee did exactly what they had to do, and I'm not saying it was right or wrong or whatever, in order to make it not become a trend. You know, my initial thinking when it first happened was, oh, this is the first of a bunch, and then Tennessee they threw down the clamps there, and they said, that's it, we're not negotiating, that's it, and the story, you're out. It seems like there may have been more going on. It wasn't just a one-time thing where this happened on last Wednesday and all of a sudden he's gone by Friday. It seems like this might have been a much longer running negotiation, but that's the state of college football right now, where the power is in the hands of the players.
Yep.
And the players, or, you know, maybe more accurately, the players' team, the players' management teams, such as it is, are trying to take advantage of that. And that's the scary thing for schools and for fans, is because, you know, the loyalty that has always existed is not there anymore. It's in search of a profit motive. I'm not saying that's wrong necessarily, but it's just a whole different dynamic.
Explain to me this Grand Theft Auto comparison you were making in your article.
Yeah, basically, I mean, I don't know how much you guys play video games. I love Grand Theft Auto. The moment you get behind the wheel of one of the cars there, I just rocket it straight. I usually drive straight on the side of a building or off of a mountain or something like that, because it's just so much power. You don't go and stop at stoplights when you're in Grand Theft Auto. You just go blow right through them. And that's the power that athletes have right now. They have unprecedented power to get this legal money. I mean, think about that for a second. A college kid was making $2 million a year. When you step back and look at it, you're like, oh my God, that's an unbelievable amount of power.
Right.
And to have that, that's not your ceiling. To have that be even doubled by Carson Beck down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so when you get that much power in your hands, your temptation is not to say, well, this is good, I'm going to use this sensibly. No, no, your temptation is to just blow it out and see how far you can take it.
Have you been following what's going on at Cal with all these kids transferring this week?
Yeah, I have not closely, but yeah. I mean, it does not surprise me, because, I mean, it's weird because we're seeing a generation of players that just don't have the same sort of loyalty, because they don't need to. I mean,
right.
You know, you don't have and I don't want to like push the comparison too far, but you know, think about what your first job was when you were working at a movie theater or at a Wendy's or whatever. You didn't have loyalty. And if a movie theater was willing to pay you an extra $1 million, and you would jump from the Wendy's to the movie theater in a heartbeat. So it's just a different way of viewing college sports, and I think it's, you know, something is definitely lost.
Yeah, this story at Cal, Jay, is crazy, because in the spring transfer portal, they've got they just lost 10 this week. Mm-hmm. All five running backs, all five,
right,
on the depth chart. The top five running backs all gone.
Ron Rivera's on tilt.
Ron Rivera is brought in to be the GM, essentially, and the donors are pissed because the AD won't let Ron Rivera actually run the football program. He wants to take care of the money and the portal, mm-hmm, and hire all, you know, and pay the players, but the AD wants to do it, and all the donors are pissed off because they want Rivera to do it. So all the donors are saying, I'm not paying. So all the players are saying, okay, I'm out.
Right.
So they've lost 22 players, including 18 on offense, including all five running backs. It's nuts.
It's astounding. And that's an example of the power struggle that we've got going. You know, you've got these schools that are realizing, hey, wait a second, we need somebody who knows what they're doing, who knows how to manage a salary cap, who knows how to manage all of the money that's coming in. And yet that might be at odds with the athletic director who wants to preserve his or her share of the power. I mean, there are so many little power struggles, and this is what college sports is right now. And you know, from us standing on the outside, it's kind of fun, you know, to watch this chaos unfold. But if you are a fan, if you're a fan of Cal, mm-hmm. you're a fan of Tennessee, all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, everything that I had thought was set up is being pulled out from under me. And it's, you know, the money is at the root of the issue,
yep.
but then it kind of always has been. It's just the money is flowing in different directions now.
Mm. It's crazy. We're talking to Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. I don't know if you saw the clip. It went viral of Deion Sanders talking to his players. And he's talking to one of these guys. And he's, what's the school that offered you the bag? And the guy goes, Virginia. Apparently, he's a defensive back. Okay, not a quarterback, defensive back. He got offered $1 million by UVA.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Isn't that nuts? And if the NCAA doesn't kind of rein this in, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse.
You're absolutely right. And the problem is that the way that the NCAA is set up, it doesn't have the power. It's toothless
right.
at this point, because the conferences are the ones that have kind of wrestled away the power. It's going to be up to the conferences. And the easiest way to do this would be to make the athletes employees of the school, but that brings a whole different set of problems that they're trying to avoid. So
right.
yeah, there's no easy way out of this. It's becoming an arms race. And that's honestly why a lot of people are saying that the Big Ten may have the edge in the coming years, because there's a lot more wealthy donors in the Big Ten's corner than there are in the SEC's corner.
But,
so,
but why couldn't the NCAA instill a rule and say, all right, a kid can transfer his first time, he can transfer and not sit out. He can play the next year. The second time he transfers, he has to sit out a year.
They can do that. And I think that would be a really, really good rule to do, because I think that's part of what's at the heart of this, is where you decide, hey, you know what, if I don't like where it is right now, I'm going to wait till the next transfer portal opens up in a couple of months,
right.
and I'm gone.
And maybe you can instill another rule. I don't know if it's the legalities of it. If they did instill that rule and you did want to transfer the second time and you're sitting out a year, you can't get paid for that year that you're not playing. You can get paid. You can only get paid when you're playing.
Yeah, that one's tricky, because that's where you start to get into the whole idea of return on investment, because
yep.
that means somebody's got to be paying you. And is somebody really going to pay $1 million for someone that they know is going to be sitting out a year? I mean, we're still kind of in this Wild West era where people are not yet expecting return on investment, but you're starting to see it. And I think it's going to be very different in 2 or 3 years when, you know, the local auto dealer has gone and thrown $1 million behind some quarterback who's,
right.
who's third on the depth chart.
Yeah.
So
I'm just throwing it out there. I know it'll never happen, but hey,
it's good.
The NFL draft is obviously next week. And it's in Green Bay. And you wrote about how the NFL draft from 1966 till 2014 was in New York City.
Right.
Mainly at the Radio City Music Hall. I'm not sure if they changed venues, but it was at Radio City for years. And then the NFL decided, you know what, we're going to take this on the road. And they moved it to Chicago. And it was in Chicago for a couple of years. And then it just got into some bigger markets and bigger venues. You know, when it was in Nashville, oh my gosh.
They hit
gosh.
Vegas and they got Chris Angel.
I mean, the Detroit crowds were massive.
The Detroit crowds.
Like, wherever they go, it's
Kansas
huge.
City. I mean, wherever it goes, it's bigger and bigger and bigger. And I can't wait to see what it's going to look like in Green Bay. But kind of just talk about why the NFL, why the owners decided to move out of New York to go to these bigger.
They really kind of had it forced upon them because of all things, the Rockettes were performing shows and were bumping the NFL out of the way. In 2014, they had to bump 2 weeks later. I mean, imagine, you know, if we had to wait 2 weeks from now for the NFL draft. That's what happened in 2014 because there were Rockettes shows planned. And then in 2015, they were told, you know what, we're going to be covering it for all – Rockettes are going to be taking the theater for all of April and May. So maybe you can hold your draft in June. And the NFL was like, yeah.
No, not going to happen. Right.
So –
Why couldn't they have moved it somewhere else in New York?
They could have, but I think that they saw an opportunity to take it even bigger and let it break out of the theater, which is exactly what it did. You know, you saw what happened. It started in Chicago and where they had this kind of draft town where it was a whole festival and everything. And that's obviously it's the standard now. But that was kind of a big thing to say, wait a second, people would want to come and attend this basically job fair and see, watch, you know, you're not actually going to see anybody even in uniform. Mm-hmm. You're just going to see these guys walk across the stage. But it turns out that football fans are hardcore enough that, yes, they just want to gather in April to have that fun.
Quick hitter, fill in the blank, Jay Busby. Aaron Rodgers will play for the blank.
The UFL. He'll play for the Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
I don't know. I think he'll go to the Steelers. I mean, he's gonna keep it hanging out as long as possible just to keep us interested. But people are losing interest rapidly.
What's the most interesting part, real quick, before we let you go, for you, just as a football fan of this year's draft? Is it all about Shador and where he goes, or is it Travis Hunter, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think Shador is really the interesting one because you know I love the idea of people that talk big or have their dads talk big for them. And then it's like, I love that stuff. Some people hate it, but I love it. It's like, all right, back it up. Back up that hype. And if you fall all the way down to Pittsburgh at wherever they are, then back it up. So, yeah, I think it's all about Shador, and it's going to be fun to see where he ends up and how he backs up the high praise that his dad has lavished on him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is Kirky going to stay in Atlanta?
I can't imagine he is, but they've got the Falcons are losing options in terms of where to send him next.
What do the fans want? Do they want him to stay as a backup, or do they care?
Penix.
Well, I know they want Penix, yeah. But do they want him as a backup?
I think that it would be nice to have him as a backup. I mean, you know, we could go deep on this, but basically, if you think of how much money you spend on the quarterback position, the Falcons have a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback that are making the average of what, you know, most combos make. It's just that the order is reversed there. So it would be nice to have Cousins in there as a backup to Penix, but I don't think that – I mean, Falcons fans are not real thrilled with how he seemed to be injured and may not have fully disclosed his injuries last year. So I think that Falcons fans would be fine just riding with Penix.
Right.
Hey, last one, just shifting gears. You know, the Hawks are in the playoff game and are play-in game trying to get into the playoffs. Does anybody there care about the Hawks and Trae Young? Like, I mean, it was kind of funny, I guess, how he got ejected from the game the other day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Hawks are just so maddening because they get so close to being good. They even made it, you know, the conference finals a little while ago. Trae Young is a really dynamic player, but then they just fumble every opportunity that they have to connect with Atlanta at large. So, yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating organization because they're this close to really being a part of the city, and then they just can't quite come through on the court. So, yeah, I mean, this may or may not be Trae's last season in Atlanta. Who knows? I hope it's not because he brings a lot to the team, but for whatever reason, they just haven't had that spark that's absolutely connected them to the city in a way that they really should.
All right, Jay, always enjoy talking to you. It's Jay Busby, Yahoo Sports. Thanks, pal.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.
Have a good weekend, Jay.
Hey, we're going to talk movies coming up at 9:45. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 will give us his review of Sinners. Don't go anywhere.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.